much money. And oh, by the way, it includes funds for Ukraine, which House Republicans don't universally accept.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. Also on Capitol Hill as part of impeachment hearings against President Biden that Democrats call a distraction with no basis, the House Oversight Committee subpoenas banking records of the president's son and brother. Criminal defense attorney Joseph Tully.
They issued a subpoena along with a letter explaining in detail why they feel that they have legal justification to obtain these. So I think they are certainly trying to cover their legal basis for these requests.
With the strike against the big three automakers by the United Auto Workers now about 2 weeks old, reporter Matt Bigler tells us.
Some mechanics are starting to worry about the auto parts supply chain.
The chain has sort of stopped.
Automotive technology professor Brian Hagopian says UAW workers at a GM distribution center near Reno are now walking the picket lines. He says if the strike goes on much longer, drivers may not be able to get their cars repaired.
So dealerships will literally be yards of cars that there's no parts for.
In Baltimore, the arrest of the prime suspect in the brutal murder of a well-known young tech CEO.
Investigators are now reviewing all open cases since the suspect's release last fall, trying to determine if any connections to other crimes exist.
CBS's Nicole Scangham. It is nearly 6 years in prison for a former director of an Ohio memory loss clinic accused by dozens of patients of falsely diagnosing them with Alzheimer's disease.
Federal investigators say the woman was not trained or licensed to provide any medical care, but she claimed to be a doctor and billed patients for unneeded treatments.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula, her physician husband, was sentenced to 41 months. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law raising the minimum wage for fast food workers there to $20 an hour. Gas prices averaging $3.84 for a gallon of regular. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 53 overnight under overcast skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy Saturday with highs around 80. 81, chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. It is time for our public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is joining us, and she is not a new mom yet. So that's where we're going to start. We are still...
It is a very special day.
It is a special day, and we're waiting for news, and you came up with the best line, Dr. Lyerly.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We have breaking water news.
She sent me that last night, and I was like, oh, that's such a good line. I'm ashamed I did not think of that myself.
Dr. Lyerly, as a professional comedian, I am both angry at me and you for coming up with something so beautiful and brilliant.
Breaking water news. It's destined to be a classic.
I feel like we don't know where Kristen is at with her labor right now, but I am almost certain that she is in the hospital listening to us. And if she is pushing, it is my experience that if we can make pushing moms laugh, the laughter and the muscle contractions that that laughter causes actually helps with pushing. And I have been part of births where babies come out because somebody told a good joke and moms are laughing. Wouldn't that be an amazing way for Kristen's baby to come into the world?
Well, Dr. Lyerly, I'm just going to ask the question, really. So you're saying, once again, as a professional comedian, I have a new venue to work?
Yes.
Just walk right in there and be like, hey, folks, how y'all doing?
I know you didn't call for me, but here I am.
Airline food. Isn't that crazy?
that's really funny, and it's unexpected. And I always... You know, movies that you see about women who are in labor and they're in pain and they're angry and get this thing out of me. And I just wouldn't think that that would be a good time to go. So three pregnant women walked into a bar. You know, I would think she might hit you.
Everybody's labor is kind of different. You know, there are some people who are really into their labor and they're really like, it's a very internal thing as they're coping with it. And there are other people who, especially if they have an epidural and they're feeling very comfortable, they're joking around and playing games and watching movies. And it's just really like casual as you're waiting.
So what does the epidural do?
The epidural is the best thing that we have for labor pain management. It's kind of like an IV that goes into this space by your spine. And it delivers a continuous infusion of pain medication so that you can't feel anything below like your ribs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But you still have the muscle control and the strength to push your baby out. So if you've got a good epidural and they don't always work, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of listeners out there who have like bad epidural stories, but for most people, they work really well and they provide wonderful pain relief and they allow you to feel much more comfortable about something that can be a really scary life event.
Oh, absolutely. It's gotta be frightening, especially for a first time mom. And from what I understand, those epidurals are very time sensitive. They have to be administered within the right period of time. Otherwise, it's kind of too late.
Well, you know, it depends on a lot of things, like how fast is someone's labor moving? Is it, you know, are things going so fast that you think that they're going to deliver before they can even get the epidural or before the epidural is actually going to provide any relief? And what does mom want? What are her goals for her labor? There are a lot of women who come in saying, I just want to do this naturally. And then once the pain starts and they start to realize like, this is really uncomfortable, you know, it is okay. Like, nobody gives you a gold medal if you get through your labor without an epidural. So why not just be comfortable, enjoy the experience, and do whatever you need to do to make it your experience, not what other people are telling you to
do. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure there's so much pressure to do things a certain way. And it's always seemed, I have two sisters who have children, and whenever they talk about it, it's always like the labor Olympics. Well, I was in labor for 22 hours. That's nothing. I was in labor for 97 days. You know, it's...
You're doing it wrong.
But it does seem to be like I endured more agony than you, and therefore I am better.
It's like the pain Olympics.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, think about what a huge day this is. This is, I mean, as animals, which we are fundamentally, our whole reason is to procreate. So this event is a huge part of our lives. So no wonder. I mean, everybody wants to feel like this, like theirs was some sort of an Olympic event. And you know, why not? Like, enjoy it. Be proud of what you did.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not trying to denigrate it. I've just always said to my sisters, it's like you're having a competition for who was more miserable. So if you're just joining us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is with us until 11:30. It is our public cervix announcement. And a reminder, you can always text in questions at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us if you have questions for her for next week. She is here every Thursday with us starting at 11 o'clock. So, Dr. Lyerly, when Kristen has LJ, what happens with your body? So you've released this person who you've been hanging, you know, your body's been taking care of it for 9 months. Is it a real slow change? It's not like your hormones automatically snap back and it's just like zing.
Well, once this little parasite leaves your body.
That's her nickname. Little parasite.
Oh, Dr. Lyerly bringing the truth.
She's on fire today.
They are kind of like parasites. They, you know, drain your body of energy and nutrients and calcium and all of these things. But, you know, we're happy to provide this for them as long as we don't have to endure a forced pregnancy. So that's a good thing. So, but the pregnancy isn't over when the baby comes out. And I think it's really important. If you are a politician in Wisconsin right now, I think it is really important for you to recognize that just because the baby is out does not mean the pregnancy is over. It takes a year for someone's body to recover from a pregnancy.
It takes a year?
It really does. Of course, the initial recovery is rapid. A lot of changes happen right away. The uterus kind of, you know, shrinks down. The uterus is just a big muscle. So the uterus shrinks down right away. Your hormones change. Of course, there's bleeding. So, you know, the bleeding kind of tapers off. But there are so many things that are going on that this is a really important time for you as a patient, as a person going through this, to pay close attention to what's happening. And if something seems off, you gotta report it, because this is a time when heart conditions can develop, blood pressure problems can develop, blood clots can develop. And those are all things that are obviously bad, but then you're dealing with breastfeeding and you're dealing with, maybe you have hip pain or leg pain or, you know, other things associated with the actual birth event. There is a lot going on, especially in that first couple of weeks. Recently, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommended that we do a postpartum visit. It used to be at 6 weeks. Now we want you coming back at 2.
Wow.
So much is happening. Mm. Yes, but that's not magic. Like, don't wait until 2 weeks if something is wrong. Call your doctor. There are way too many bad things that can happen in the postpartum period. And actually, 2/3 of the moms who die associated with their pregnancy die in the postpartum period. So don't mess around with that time.
Is that widely known, Dr. Lyerly? Do you think our male politicians understand that?
Are male politicians things that women can shut their pregnancies down themselves just by wishing? Of course they don't know this.
That's true. We have heard male politicians actually testify that that's the case, that the body will reject a pregnancy if it doesn't want it. I mean, and I've heard people in Wisconsin, male politicians in Wisconsin, say the pregnancy is over. So why do we have to extend Medicaid to make sure that these moms can get care. I know, but I mean, these moms are dealing with breastfeeding issues and mental health issues and addiction issues and blood pressure issues. They need support, they need access, and they need us as a community to stand behind them. If we truly care about moms and babies, that's what they need.
Dr. Lally, I wanted to ask you a question from a non-baby having person. As a partner, what can a partner, whomever it is, what can they do in the delivery room if they so choose to be there to help, comfort, support? Are there any stories or things you've seen that say those are the things to do? I mean, because it seems obvious, of course, what to do, but are there specific things? Because in that time, in that room, stuff's happening and it can get full of pressure and there can be emotion. So what can a partner do to just help, even if it's just stand back and say, I will do nothing?
That is a wonderful question. There's so much going on in the delivery room at that time. And I always think about if there is a man present, the partner, the husband, what is he thinking? Or, you know, even if it's a female partner, when you are not the person who is the center of attention, who's going through all of this, what are you going through as you're watching someone you love and care about do something so extraordinary, but so like horribly hard and life-changing? And every event is different. So I've had dads catch their own babies.
Wow.
Like literally, you know, we've gotten them up and put gloves on them and they've gotten in there and they've done the deliveries.
Yeah.
I've had dads just flat pass out and we've had to like give them medical attention. A lot of it depends on the dynamic. Sometimes women in labor want massages and they want a cool compress on their forehead and they want you to be, you know, there snuggling. I've had dads climb into beds behind moms and help them push. When they are finding their groove and they can get engaged and it's working for that dyad, that is amazing. I've also had dads just sit over in a corner because I think it's overwhelming. So, you know, there are many times where the nurses are just checking in with them and, you know, we're making sure that dad feels comfortable and welcome in this space that he needs to feel comfortable in. So Greg, I love your question because dad's part of this too. Like, this is not just about a mom and a baby. This is about all of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Kristen Lierley will be back with us on the other side of the break. We hope you will stick with us too. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin. Jane Matt there in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and it is our weekly Thursday segment, Public Cervix Announcement, with Dr. Kristen Lierley, and we are talking about little mama and what she's probably going through right now and what the partner should do in the room during delivery. My question, Dr. Lierley, is what should friends do once LP comes? Now, for little parasite.
I love that. Well, it really kind of depends. You know, again, everybody's pregnancy is different. So I think something that you can do to show support, everybody needs support. maybe bring a meal over, send a card. If you send a text or some sort of communication, don't expect something back. You know, they're going to be really, really busy for the first couple of days, probably not sleeping, trying to figure out a groove. But maybe just, you know, sharing a little message of support that you're available if there's anything that they need. And, you know, if you're close, maybe something a little bit even more invasive, like dropping something off, pack of diapers on the front porch, you know, something like that. But it's support more than anything that people need during that immediate postpartum period.
But it needs to be hit and run support. It's like, don't drop by and expect them to invite you in and have coffee and snacks. For me, that would be a nightmare. You know what I mean? Your hair is dirty and you don't feel good and the baby is crying and the last thing you need is some unannounced company, right?
Well, and your boobs are leaking and you're bleeding all over the place. Like physically, you're really not in a place where visitors.
It's a good thing.
Knowing Kristen, she'll be all tidied up and she'll be perfect. But I can tell you, like me postpartum, I was like, what time of day is it?
Yeah.
Is there food? Like, you know, everything is all messed up because your clock is all messed up. And so little things like, can I pick something up from the grocery store for you and leave it on your front porch without any obligation to have any sort of social interaction? Or, you know, maybe you reach out with a text and she says, I could really use somebody to talk to. Bing. There you go.
There you go.
Try to be available.
And remember, it's not about us.
No.
As her friends and people who love her.
Yeah.
It's about Kristen and LP and Mike.
Because honestly, there's sometimes a competition that happens with the non-baby having. Like, I saw the baby first.
Exactly.
I got the picture first.
Oh,
I got the text first. I got the call first.
I'm the special friend.
Yeah, you will see the baby when it's your time, and that time will be decided by the parents. And that goes for the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the friends, everyone. Wait your turn. You will get there.
And if you are patient and you wait your turn, then your rank will move up in Kristen's list because you are being obnoxious and needy.
This is why I love Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She understands strategy.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. You can always text if you have a question for Dr. Lyerly from the 715. I'm not sure, Dr. Lyerly, if you know this off the top of your head, but I'll throw it at you anyway. I've heard that pregnant people are eligible for Wisconsin's Forward Health Plan, even as a secondary insurance to cover costs that the primary insurance doesn't. Do you know any details about this? And if this is true, why is this not widely known?
That is a great question. I do not know the answer to that, but your healthcare provider should know that. Every pregnant person in Wisconsin has healthcare coverage through Wisconsin's Badger Care program. So if you are pregnant and you cannot afford your own healthcare coverage, and of course you have to meet that income standard,
sure.
But if you can't afford your own healthcare, you can get Badger Care. We want you to come in to be seen, to receive the kind of prenatal care that you need. There are plenty. We are romantic about pregnancy. We feel like people have been doing this forever. It's fine. It's not fine. There are so many things that can go wrong and so many things that if we know about it in advance, we can head off at the pass. We can educate. We can support. So if you are pregnant and you don't have healthcare coverage and you qualify for Badger Care, please come on in, get plugged in. Let us help you. Let us help.
It can be, as you said, there can be complications. Things can come up during delivery. It can be a very, very expensive process delivering a baby, right?
Super expensive. Well, healthcare in general is the number one reason in this country why people go bankrupt.
Right.
And before Obamacare, it was common for health insurance to carve out pregnancy coverage. So you might, I know, isn't
what?
That crazy? I'm looking at Jane's face. So you might have insurance coverage through your job. You might have had insurance coverage through your job, and your job may have just chosen not to cover it, pregnancy. So which is the number one reason why women of reproductive age end up needing medical care. So tell me that's not discrimination.
Do you know why that is, Jane? Because the people writing the legislation and the rules look like me.
No, they don't.
Fair. You're right. At one point, maybe, but not so much now.
I find that genuinely shocking. I really do. like this is some aberration that only a couple women ever get pregnant, so we don't need to cover for this. That's remarkable.
Oh, but still now, insurance companies, there have been a number of hits on Obamacare. So there are some companies that don't have to offer contraception coverage, right? We all heard about Hobby Lobby.
Right.
There are Catholic hospitals that won't provide any contraception, including sterilization. So I could have a patient who comes in and I do their C-section. I'm literally looking at their fallopian tubes and I cannot do their sterilization procedure because we're in a Catholic hospital.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us every Thursday at 11 o'clock for public cervix announcement. It should be a much different show next week. We're all very excited.
Yeah.
We're all very, very excited. Thank you so
much. Let's all send our love to Kristen and baby LP.
That's right. All right. Coming up next, J.R. Ratcliffe. We're talking sports. Go sports. Please stay right here. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible.
My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 53 overnight under overcast skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 74 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 59 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy Saturday with highs around 80. 81 chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Sports go sports! I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports!
Welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Greg, we remain on
Baby Watch.
We are still on Baby Watch. Don't have anything to report just yet. As soon as we do, obviously, we will let you know what's going on with Mama Kristen and LP. Now we're going with for Little Parasite. Right now, though, we are going to talk about all things sports, and joining us is a longtime sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, J.R. Radcliffe. Thank you so much for joining us, J.R. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are well. J.R., do you have kids?
Yeah.
I do. I have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Were you in the room when they were delivered?
I was, yes. One was quite arduous and terrible and not a good day, and the other one was super, super easy. So I definitely preferred the latter over the former.
I'm sure. And what job did you serve? What jobs did you provide?
Mostly I was definitely the designated panicker because I was panicking. The first one was really quite scary, but you know, in retrospect, probably not so much. Like in the moment it was scary, and
retrospect
it's like these people know what they're doing. They're very good at this. The second one was planned C-section, went very smoothly. At some point I was like, "Do you guys want this baby? Because everything is going great. I'm just, you know, I'm good. The baby's fine. You take this baby."
We're all good. All right.
Who wants to get lunch?
Yeah, right. It's just about that time of day too. It was perfect. Yeah. I'm sure I was thinking about lunch. So you know, moral support and all that, and my wife did all of the work, and I was just happy to be along for the ride.
Well, that's wonderful, and we are all, you know, sending Kristen and Mike all the best and all our love and all of that. And if she's listening right now, that would, as Dr. Lyerly said, hopefully we can make her laugh. That might actually speed up the entire process. So we're going to start with a really big story from last night involving the Bucks, JR.
Mm-hmm. It's Dame time. It's Dame time in Milwaukee. They traded for Damian Lillard, probably one of the 10 best players in the NBA right now. They made a huge blockbuster trade and acquired him from the Portland Trail Blazers. He'd been with the Blazers for 11 years. He's the all-time leading scorer in Blazers history. They brought him in. He's a tremendous offensive firepower to pair with Giannis. They had to send out Drew Holiday, who was traded to the Blazers. It was a three-team trade, so Grayson Allen also got traded as well to the Suns, but long story short, they have now kind of this unbelievable running mate to go alongside Giannis and Chris Middleton, for that matter. And it does cost them a pretty good player in Drew Holiday, for sure. And Grayson Allen's no slouch either. But this is a big deal. It's going to make the Bucks one of the best teams. They already were one of the best teams, but now kind of the bona fide favorite in the Eastern Conference. Maybe the favorite for the NBA title, although the Denver Nuggets are still very, very good. So no slam dunk there. But this is a guy that I think everybody kind of thought he would go to Miami. That was certainly where all the rumblings were. Maybe Toronto. Not sure anyone saw Milwaukee coming. So that definitely sent some ripples through the sports world yesterday.
And what is it going to do to the Bucks game losing Drew?
Well, so it's essentially, I think what's happening, I mean, Drew Holiday is just tremendous, one of the best defenders in basketball, one of the best defensive players. Offensively, it was a little hit and miss. He scored 50 points in a game, 40 points in a game. Like that was that he had that capability, but he wasn't a consistent, like maybe offensive force. He certainly wasn't like a top 20 offensive player in the NBA or anything. So they're sacrificing quite a bit of that defense to upgrade dramatically on offense. And that sort of makes sense. Like the Bucks are not a team that's playing for the regular season. The regular season doesn't matter. They're going to the playoffs. They're just that good. They will absolutely in the NBA format be a playoff team. So it's all about what happens then. And I think Drew was a little inconsistent in the playoffs offensively. And I think we saw this last year when they were shocked by Miami. They just couldn't score the basketball. They couldn't score it in stretches. Miami did a good job sort of bogging down Giannis. And they didn't have anybody else. Chris Middleton a little bit, but they didn't have anybody else that could really change things. And to have that other offensive weapon on the floor, it spaces things out. There's going to be less attention on Giannis, so he'll have more room to operate. But more importantly, you got a guy who can hit a shot from anywhere in the gym. He hits big shots. He's got like 25 career shots in the last 20 seconds that either tie or win a game. I mean, the guy is amazing. He's a marvel. And it's definitely going to give them a lot more offense. It's going to subtract from their defense a little bit, but I think the Bucks' calculation is we needed the offense. The defense made us a very good regular season team. And in the playoffs, when we needed offense, we didn't have it. We're now moving more toward let's focus on what we really need in the playoffs.
If you're just joining us, J.R. Redcliffe is our guest, and we're talking first and foremost about the big Bucks trade. They just picked up Damian Willard. Damian Lillard. I don't have my notes in front of me. and losing Drew Holiday. Greg, you were at the open mic last night, and you said you could feel the ripple when that news came down.
Yeah, I sent a text message to my friend Dana Ehrman, fantastic comedian here in Milwaukee. I mean, such a huge Bucks fan, the Bucks follow her. And when I said, I'm sorry about your loss for Drew Holiday, and she goes, it was time. I'm so much more excited about Dame Lillard. And then I got to the open mic, and it was literally people high-fiving and hugging. One guy, this is how much this guy loves Lillard. He has a Portland Trailblazers jersey with Lillard's name. He wore it last night, and he was like hugging comedians and bar staff. And the room was energetic because of it. Like, people were talking all night about it.
It's definitely going to, I mean, he made the list. The NBA had a list of the 75 greatest players through its first 75 years. He's on it. I mean, so is Giannis.
Yeah.
But there were 11 active players who were on that list, and two of them now play for the Milwaukee Bucks. That's incredible. He's 33 years old. He's not a spring chicken, but he just had a really good year last year, even though he didn't, you know, he had some injuries here and there, but he definitely is still that guy. He's not in his prime, but he is still a major difference maker. It harkens back to 1970 when the Bucks traded for Oscar Robertson, which is considered kind of one of the biggest deals in Wisconsin sports history, gave them that missing piece with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They went on and won the NBA championship that very first season that Oscar was here. So it absolutely has that kind of vibe to it.
It was interesting, too, just to see how quickly different memes started showing up on Twitter with Damian and Giannis and all the mashups of them standing together in front of the skyline and all that.
The Calgary
stuff.
Skyline?
Yes. Yeah, whoops.
I mean, not the first time that Milwaukee has been mistaken for a different skyline in a graphic. It's very funny.
I'll take Canada. I feel like as Wisconsin sports fans, say not so much the Packers, but Bucks and Brewers specifically, we have this tendency to be like, okay, we'll see what happens. I feel like Milwaukee, as far as the Bucks go, are starting to feel that energy of, yeah, we are a top team now. We like this, we're going to prove that 2 years ago wasn't a fluke. We've got the tools together, and we've got the players in line now. As far as I know, we need one more player in the roster, as far as I was made aware last night.
There's a roster opening, yeah.
Yeah, and so it feels like now Milwaukee can say, like, oh, no, we're the Bucks. We, you know, here we come.
And I would hope to think people feel that way already. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the league for many years in a row at this point. So, you know, they were the number one seed in the East last year, and that's part of why it was so disappointing that they lost in the first round in kind of historic fashion. So, there's two things: the sense that, you know, they've lost a little of that momentum from 2021 when they won the championship. Things these last couple of years didn't go to plan. They didn't even make it to the conference finals.
Yeah,
and then Giannis has, and I don't think what Giannis has said publicly about, you know, possibly looking elsewhere if the Bucks aren't committed to a championship team. There's been some buzz about that. He's always made similar comments. It's not, it doesn't strike me that there is an added urgency that Giannis is actively looking elsewhere because he doesn't think the Bucks are committed to like continuing this championship culture. But certainly if the organization felt that that was more of a serious threat's too strong a word, but more of a serious rumination, then they have addressed that because yeah. they are now bringing in a player. Granted, he's the same age as Drew Holiday, but this is a player who can absolutely be the difference between a championship or not. So yeah. they are very much back into that conversation.
I don't even want to think about the potential of Giannis going somewhere else.
Everyone wants him to retire a Buck.
Seriously. And it just seems like he and Mariah and his family are such a part of the fabric of Milwaukee yeah. and Wisconsin. I would be more upset about that than I can't even put into words.
Yeah, it's
Jane's
it's
missing
one more. It would require one more contract. He's you know, he's going to be here for the next couple years. I would also say that Drew and Lauren Holiday were a huge part of this, you know, the fabric of Milwaukee too. They were extremely active
yes.
in you know, charitable ventures, social justice issues, promoting black and brown businesses. I mean, they were really, really great. And they've been great wherever they go. They're just top-notch
people.
They leave that legacy wherever they go. Wherever he goes next, no, it's not clear. He's not going to end up in Portland. They're going to trade him. And the thing that we haven't maybe quite come to terms with yet is they could very easily trade him to a team like Boston, which is the top competitor with Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference, or the New York Knicks, who could easily rise up. Like, he could definitely be part of the you know, the plans against the Bucks going
sure.
forward. That's still, we still have to sort that out. But yeah, it's a bummer to lose Drew Holiday. But like you said, with the people high-fiving, No one is confusing this. They got a lot better, even with the sacrifice.
All right, well, we are going to move on to the Packers. Our friend Joe McClear texted earlier today on the live stream. Are you guys going to talk about tonight's game? Because if you need someone to pester you about how the Lions are going to pound the Pack into the dirt, just let me know. JR, your reaction to that very sassy text.
Slanderous, libelous. I'm not sure if this is written word or not. So this is a rivalry that is a little near and dear to my heart because my wife is a huge Lions fan. She is a Detroit native, big football fan, and we do have a Lions flag flying at my house.
Oh, wow.
Because my wife is such a big fan. So I cannot say that I share that viewpoint. I've always thought the Lions were quite adorable as a non-threatening franchise participating in the same division as the Green Bay Packers. And I wish them well. I kind of like the color of their jerseys. They're very nice. But they are now a threat. They are actually a pretty good team. I do think they are better than the Packers at this particular stage, and I think they actually probably will win this game. That's my expectation. But I would say that the Lions are just as – they've had some injuries. I'm not sure this is the best version of them coming into Lambeau Field. And I've been impressed by what the Packers have done so far. I think Jordan Love's been really good. He's certainly had some, you know, inconsistency flashes in the first half of last week's game against the Saints was really quite bad for him. But then he figured it out. He rallied when the chips were down. He made some incredible plays. He is really capable of making those sort of snap judgments or scramble plays. He's been quite a bit better than I thought he was going to be. So this is a huge test because the Vikings and Bears are quite bad. They do not have a win yet between them. This could very well be already a matchup that determines who wins the NFC North. Like, down the line, you could see these two teams being tied or one game, you know, separated by a game. This is a very meaningful matchup. It's a shame it happens on a Thursday. It's not an ideal time. The scheduling, Thursday night games are usually really a mess. So it's a shame that it maybe is a little more random than it would be otherwise. But this is a really compelling matchup.
Well, and it's got to be, for Detroit fans, it just seems to me like they've been losers for so long.
Mm-hmm,
every Thanksgiving they would play the Packers, right? And then the Packers would crush them every Thanksgiving. They just were terrible for years and years and years and years and years.
Well, there is one Thanksgiving where Matt Flynn was quarterback and the Lions destroyed the Packers on Thanksgiving. But that, you know, that's neither here nor there.
That was an aberration.
Yes.
It's not canon.
No. The Lions did, of course, beat the Packers twice last year, too. You know, like, they've had their moments. They've had their moments. But traditionally, dating back the last three decades, the Packers have had their way with Detroit. Detroit does not go to the playoffs very often. This is a very big moment in Detroit Lions fandom. Their coach has really kind of turned things around. Beating the Packers on the last day of the season last year was a nearly put Detroit in the playoffs. That was a very meaningful occasion for them. So there is something to be gained here for Detroit. They are going to be motivated.
And I agree with you, too, about Jordan Love. I think he comes in with a great deal of poise and a great deal of confidence. And not that he's completely inexperienced, but, you know, you've been a backbencher for a long time. And so it's been really great to see him come out there and do well and yeah. you know, bring it home. And he also looks little to me.
Oh, really? He's not little. He's a big guy.
Is he? How tall is
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I say it, I'll be wrong. I want to say he's 6'4", but
oh,
I could be wrong.
Oh, he is that tall. I don't know why. He looks so slight to me.
I mean, I guess he's a skinnier guy, but I am very blown away by his poise as well. He seems very chill, very relaxed. He's in a very tough situation replacing a legend, and he seems to like totally roll with it. That is definitely matched up with the way he's played too.
J.R. Radcliffe is the sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us every other Thursday on As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much, J.R. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Sounds good. Stay close. Coming up next, it is what's happening at the Laughing Tap. We're going to get an update from Greg Bach and hear from the headlining comedian who's going to be there this weekend. So stick around for that, please. We are As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports, go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinier filling in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, and we remain on
Baby Watch.
We're still on Baby Watch. Nothing to share right now. As soon as we get the okay, we will pass it along to you because we really don't know anything yet. It's frustrating. Greg and I talked about this off the air earlier this week because we're not related, but we feel like we kind of are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We feel like we're her family.
Yeah.
And I want to hover, but I know she doesn't want that. And I'm sure there's plenty of other people who are hovering.
Yeah. Or failing the resistance more. Like, I wanted to text her yesterday and today, but it's like, she's getting so much love right now, probably. And I'm just going to be on the pile of messages. So I told her the day before she went in that I loved her. I love Mike. She said, I love you too. And I left it there. I'm like, I'm going to let her communicate on her own time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, Kristen Bry, we hope you're out there listening.
We're good.
We love you.
And we do. We love you very much. All right. Laughing Tap.
What's that?
What is the Laughing Tap? Comedy Club in Milwaukee. Greg Bach is one of the co's of the Laughing Tap.
That's right.
And who's coming up this weekend?
This weekend we have Caitlin Palufo, who is...
I love that name.
She is so funny. And I gotta say, Caitlin, you're probably not listening right now, but I'll say this. Comedians and fans coming through the door of the Laughing Tap the past few weeks have seen your face and your name and said, oh my gosh, she's so funny. And we're really excited to have her. So she's gonna be coming to the Laughing Tap for four shows. Two on Friday, two on Saturday, 7:30 and 10 both nights. Tickets are available, laughingtap.com. They're $20 a piece.
Such a deal.
Such a deal. No drink minimums. Great space, small, intimate space. We're going to have a great time. The lineup is great. Reagan Nimala is featuring. Rami Makhlouf, my friend who is a radio guy himself, he's going to be hosting. And we're just going to have a wonderful time. And Jane, I wanted to share with the people a little bit of Caitlin Palufo.
I've had a good year. I just moved in with my boyfriend, which is exciting. Thank you. Ah, it's great. I hope he's the one, because I've truly given up. I have stopped trying completely, all right? I'm just in my 30s, and I've learned something, okay? Men do not care how much we weigh, ladies. They always want to see us naked. Yeah, it just varies on how much. It's either hell yeah, or... Sure. I the hell not? Either way, you're in, so I'm just gonna deep fry everything, okay? I mean, that's not to say I haven't been put in the friend zone before. Of course I have. I look like I could build you a porch, all right? Thank you. I appreciate it. The truth is, I've built two porches, so what are you gonna do, all right? I mean, I'm useful. This is a useful body, all right? Yeah, I'm practical. That's my body type. Some women are thin, some are curvy. I'm a sound effect, okay? Thank you, I appreciate it. I never understood why men preferred tiny little women. I mean, yes, they look beautiful, but what are they gonna do on moving day, okay? What are they gonna, oh, I got the throw pillows, no. Gentlemen, you should want someone like me, yeah. Someone who can strap a fridge to her back, all right? Yeah, those small girls, they get boyfriends. I earn boyfriends.
Who doesn't need
it's
someone
just like a different vibe
in their life who can build a porch?
Right?
We can all use someone who can build a porch.
She is delightful. And the few emails I've sent to her, she's come back with the nicest responses. And it's going to be a great time. So, Caitlin Palufo, four shows, two Friday, two Saturday, 7:30 and 10 at the Laughing Tap in Walker's Point. Go to laughingtap.com for more information and tickets, as well as this Sunday, Jane.
What's on Sunday?
This Sunday, the 18th annual
Milwaukee
Comedy Festival begins at Lakefront Brewery. Tickets are available at mkecomedyfest.com. Our first show at Lakefront is the kickoff with Kelly Ryan. She will be there headlining, and that is the start the first day of 8 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each have their own show. Thursday, two shows Friday, three shows Saturday, and two shows on Sunday. And we will have so much fun. We have Kelly Ryan, Kyle Kinane, Todd Berry, Dave Stone are our headliners. And we'll talk more about that next week as we're going through it. But we're going to have a fantastic time. Performers from all over the country submit to get in. And they are handpicked by myself and a small group of people who watch the videos. And we're going to have ourselves a blast with time. Tickets are also anywhere between $15 to $35, depending on where you're going to be going. Because Kyle Kinane will be at the Pabst Theater, which is our first time working with them.
Oh, nice.
And it's just going to be fun. And we're going to have after parties and there'll be food and there'll be drinks.
Are you still looking for any volunteers, Greg?
We are still looking for volunteers. I think I might cap it off. We've gotten a lot of engagement. But if you are interested, mkecomedyfest.com/volunteers or go to the website and click the volunteers tab on the front page. Find out more information. We have people coming through. We need help setting up chairs, welcoming people, driving, maybe picking up comedians, picking up food. But you get to see free shows, you get a t-shirt, you get a lanyard.
You get to meet people.
You get to meet people, network. And honestly, I'm not kidding you folks, that's how I met Kristen Bry. 2 years ago, this next month, Kristen came in as a volunteer at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. And I'm going to say this, and I hope she's listening, but my life changed in oh so many ways because of it. And it's true. And I am so appreciative to her and to the Comedy Fest and... yeah, come on down. Enjoy yourselves.
Well, and congratulations to you guys, because putting together something like this is not a small undertaking.
No.
Not a week full of comedy all, you know, in a row. That takes a lot of organization and a lot of hard work. And you've developed a reputation, which is wonderful, because now all these comics from all over the country want to come here.
And shout out to Caitlin McCarthy and Matt Kemple, my partners in crime on this. We work really hard, not just to do the Laughing Tap shows, not just to do our remote shows, but the comedy festival is very important. And we work very, very hard to make sure it is a quality event and everyone has a good time. Comics, spectators, volunteers, ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just very important to us to make sure it's great. And we hope you join us. So... whether you come to the Caitlin Palufo weekend or you come to the comedy festival, I'd love to see you down there. Say hi to me. I'm the guy who looks like jam band Santa Claus. You can't miss me. But yeah, so come on down. Jane?
All right. That is it for us for today. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. My friend and longtime colleague Carol Kane, the one and only, will be joining us.
So excited.
Tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have some fun things planned. So please, please join us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for watching on the stream. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. 2 weeks now into that strike against the major Detroit carmakers, United Auto Workers are scheduled to do a strike update video in about 6 hours. They did the same a week ago, announcing additional plant walkouts now.
Striking SUV plants would increase the pressure. Taking out engine plants would impact other assembly plants. And then there's the nuclear option. Is this the time to take out the pickup plants?
I don't know if it's time to take out the pickup truck plants, because that starts to immediately hurt everybody's pocket.
pocketbook.
Cornell labor expert Art Wheaton does not expect Ford to be spared this time as it was last week because he doesn't think they're making the progress that the UAW expects. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
With the U.S. Senate and House taking very different approaches and funding for many government agencies running out Sunday morning, CBS's Scott McFarlane was asked what happens to federal courts if there's a shutdown.
Federal court system says they'll keep full operations through at least October 13th. They have some fees courts charge of, among other people, criminal defendants that continue to fund things for at least a couple more weeks. After that, they'll start paring back. Then emergency cases go first, likely people who are facing pretrial detention.